Finance, Luis Alberto Arce is an economist, and he obtained his undergraduate economics degree from St. Andrews University in La Paz. He also got his master's in economics at Warwick University in New York. He has a long experience as a public servant within the Bolivian Central Bank, where he's held a number of different positions since 1999. He specializes in issues of monetary policy, external debt, balance of payments, foreign investment, and international finance. In addition to his public service, Mr. Arce has also held various professorships in leading universities in Bolivia. Without further ado, Mr. Arce.
Thank you. Thank you very much to all of you. It's a pleasure to be here once more to talk about a little bit the economic results we have since 2006, where we started this government. As you can see, I'll try to do it very fastly. I'm showing you the real GDP growth, and we have a 6.5 growth rate in this year. It is a result of our policies that we are making since 2006. We didn't have a good results in 2007, but starting this year, we are getting better results, as you can see. This result is a very good one for Bolivia because no one of the quarters before we had that kind of results, over 6% of growth in Bolivia. It is important to show you the results of our policies also in the GDP per capita. As you can see in the graph, since 2007, we had over 2006, sorry, we have over $1,000 per Boliviano, per Bolivian people. So now, for 2007, we have observed the data, which is $1,328, which is a good result for us, not only because of the amount, but also because we have get it into the policy, a redistribution policy, which is getting better, as you will see in a further graph. I'll try to do it faster because there's not much time. I don't want to get my colleagues' time. External sector. It is important also to see the improvement what we have in the exports. Of course, a part of it is because of the international environment, but also it's important to say that we have improved all the exports in the country. In this last year, 2007, we have reached the highest amount of exports, 4.8 billion, let's say, from in 2006, 2.2 billion. So we have duplicated the amount of exports in two years. Talking about imports, we have an increase also from 1.9 billion to 3.5 billion in 2007. But the structure is very interesting. We are importing not only consumer goods, but also intermediate goods and capital goods, which is good for the production. We will have a nice structure of imports in the past years. For all these figures, we have a very good surplus, huge surplus last year, $1.4 billion, and we expect to improve this trade balance this year. Of course, if the international prices in hydrocarbons and minerals next year will go down, of course we will experience a reduction of this trade balance surplus. This shows you how the natural price export has been behaving. The figures since 2007 shows you the way we are calculating now the price for selling to Argentina and Brazil. We have negotiated a new formula which includes fuels and very, very close to the international oil price, so that the behavior, which adjusted inequality basis, we have an increase according to what happened with the oil price. This is the amazing figure. When we received the government in 2005, we have $1.7 billion, but now we are at $7.8 billion. So that's the increase of our policy for, you know, recovering the natural resources, especially hydrocarbons, which is giving us a lot of money and allows us to have a very good mattress for the financial crisis, and also to think about that the Bolivian people has, you know, the future in a safe way. And of course, the financial system is also backed by this huge amount of reserves. In 2007, when we received the government, we didn't cover even the 40% of all the people deposits in the banks. Now we cover more than 100%, so we have at least 130% of the total deposit of people back in the reserves. So we are now, we can sleep, you know, in a safe way now. Many people used to say that because of the government policies to recover national reserves, it means nationalization, many of nationalizations, we were not able to receive foreign investment, foreign direct investment. As you can see, we received in 2005 a negative foreign direct investment net in net terms of $291 million. But in 2006, where we started with the government, this figure changed of the sign from negative to positive sign to have to $278 million. So as you can see, in the 3 years, we have a very a nice figures, I would say, because if you see the figures at the left-hand side, you will see that we reach in the foreign direct invest over $1 billion in 1998. That was because of the privatization process which took place in Bolivia in those years. So that's why we have a huge amount of foreign direct invest. We are receiving smaller amounts, it is true, but these smaller amounts are related to, you know, policies that are not allowed to sell the public enterprises anymore. So we are receiving foreign direct investment without selling our capital, our stocks. Financial system, that's the figure I like very much, because as you can see, we receive a country with around $2.9 billion of deposits from the people in the banks. But it's important to see the structure of these deposits. If you see the green bars, you will see the time deposits that in my country are deposits for from people, you know, middle class to up. The yellow bars you will see there are the saving deposits, which are made especially for middle class to below, to very poor people who just have some money to save and to use it when they need. And the blue line is, current account, checking accounts. All of them have increased, as you can see, but if you look at the yellow ones, that's the impact of the redistribution of income in Bolivia. Now more people have more money, especially poor people, because they have saving accounts. You will see that the people that have money also have increased their money in the banks, but much greater is the growth rate for the saving accounts. That means that the money that we will see, that we have seen before, is arriving, it's getting to people, it's reaching to people. Now people have money, and this money is put in the banks as saving accounts. And the amounts, it's very impressive. In 2005, the difference between the time deposits and the saving deposits where, you know, for one deposit in a saving account, you will have almost three dollars, let's say, in the time deposit. But now, the difference between the time deposit and saving accounts is almost 1-to-1. It means that people now have more money and is getting to more people in Bolivia. It's a very good one to show you how the redistribution policies is having effect in Bolivia. Also, if you see the banking credit is also increasing, but more important, the defaulted credit, it means people who don't pay the loans, you know, it's reducing a lot in Bolivia. We received the country with almost 12% of people that they were not paying their credits at the banks. But now it has reduced to 5.4%. It means that not only we are doing much better credits from banks to people, but also that the environment, the income that has improved in Bolivia is taking effect in the quality of the banking credits as well. This is a very good chart as well. If you see from the bottom of the graphic, the graph, you know, you will see that the national domestic currency deposits in Bolivia were only, let's say, 12-13% of the total deposits in the banking system. But now it has improved. It is reaching almost the 0.5%, 50% of the total deposit. It means that more people in Bolivia is using domestic currency against US dollars. It's important to tell you that in the past, as you can see in the graph, Bolivia was a very highly dollarized economy. It means that the dollar, the US dollar was a common currency. You could pay in US dollars, you could receive your salary even in US dollars in Bolivia. But now, people is getting better and is more has a bit more. It's more trustable in the Bolivian currency, and now people is not only using the Bolivian for trade but also for savings. And in the banking system, we are increasing not only the bank deposits but also the credits. The loans from the banks are making also in bolivianos, which is the Bolivian currency. As you can see, the 28% of the credits, the loans in the banks now are made in bolivianos rather than in US dollars as was in the past. The interest rates, you know, have been almost in the same way that we received the country, because of the improvement in the banking system, that they didn't need to reduce the interest rates in order to make credits. Prices, it's a very interesting issue, because it's not only economic issue, it's also a political issue. As you can see, we have here the prices since January 2007, and you will see that from July 2007, the consumer price index has been increasing. Why is that? In Bolivia, there was a very important issue. It's not only because of the international inflation of food and other products. In Bolivia, we have a speculative attack. We had a people, a businessman, who wanted to destabilize the Bolivian economy and therefore blame the government because of the inflation. So we started to see some prices, especially meat, poultry, and other issues, oil, soybeans, that you know, the producer of these products are in Santa Cruz, which is part of the Media Luna, what we call, and they used to do some speculative attacks to these prices in order to show that the government was doing very badly in the economic side, and therefore blame the government because of the inflation because we had a bad management of the economy. So that we started to do some policies. We began to build up some public enterprises in order to produce food, in order to try to trade their products. We used to buy, we started to buy some products from, I'm talking about the same products, poultry, meat, oil, soybeans, and to sell into the country by the public enterprises. And that balanced a little bit this increase in prices, the speculative attack we had in the past. But now, as you can see, we reached in this year, in July this year, we were reaching 17% of inflation rate. But now we are reducing it to 14% because of these measures we have taken in during this past 2 years. It's important also to see the you can hear see the peaks, you know, in the in July 2007, 2.68% in 1 month, which is very important, and also in March this year, 2.62% of monthly inflation rate, which shows you the attacks I was talking to you. It's not a persistent increase in prices, it's just some months which they decided to attack with the, you know, the poultry prices, meat prices I referred before. So it's not a constant. It's not constantly increasing prices, and also you see, you know, a decreased tendency in the monthly prices in Bolivia because of the policies we have implemented in order to respond to those speculative attacks from people from the Media Luna. Fiscal policy. Well, I'm not going to. That's all. The fiscal policy we have made, that I have explained you. That's the MAPA, which is the public enterprises in charge of promotion, the production of corn, rice, wheat, vegetables, and trade, poultry, trade, meat, in order to compensate this increasing price in Bolivia. There it is very important, the monetary policy, the open market operations. You can see that in order to reduce the inflation, the Central Bank of Bolivia has improved very much in the operation market operation, not only in quantity but also in quality. And this policy is helping us to reduce the inflation rate in Bolivia as well. It's a very good chart I like to show them. It's the fiscal balance. Bolivia has had also a negative fiscal balance. It's a deficit, but since 2006, it means that since we are government, we have a surplus. And it's because of not only the hydrocarbons policy to recover the incomes of this sector, but also because we have reduced the wages of the people who are working for the government, especially the ministries. The president, of course, reduced to the half of the in his salary, and this happened to all of us. We have reduced our wages in half of it. Also, because of we eliminate some spending, which nobody knows where this money was going to. We call the reserves spendings. It was we thought that it's you know, spending for some journalists, for some, you know, people who helped the different governments in the past. We eliminate that item, so we don't have much this item. And also, we improve the expenditure in the government, so we are a very, very non-spending government. And the results are, of course, that we have this year a surplus of 7% of the GDP expected to reduce because of the last quarter to 4%, which will be a very high also surplus in the fiscal balance for the third year consecutively. Well, you can see here a very interesting table which compares the revenues and the expenditures from 2006 and 2008. The expenditures is not increasing, only 11%, 11.5% is the total expenditure growth rate, but the revenues is increasing in 36%. So that's why we are getting this fiscal balance result. It's a very important issue also, enterprise profit tax revenues. Some politicians in Bolivia used to say that we are against the enterprise, the private sector, that we are not doing anything for the private sector. Of course, they say that because they were used to get some help from the different governments in the past. But I also, to answer this issue, I also showed this figure because you can see here the taxes that are paid for the enterprises. So since 2005, we had a 165 million of Bolivians or Bolivianos of tax revenues, and now we have 459. So it means a huge increase in the profits of they are receiving. It means that the private sector is making a lot of money, and of course they have to pay the taxes, and we are receiving a lot of taxes, and that's why we have also a much better results in the fiscal balance. And also it's because if you see it in 2006, if you compare 2005 with 2006, people in the private sectors saw that we were a serious government, that we are not going to do any business, in quote, business with them in order to, you know, forgive them some payments. That's why they improved the payments in the tax revenue, and we have still increasing these years. I think I can, because of the time, the last one, please. The tax pressure for Bolivia. You can see two lines. The tax pressure has increased from 16.1% to 17, almost 18%, which means that people is paying more taxes than ever in the past. And also you will see that the line which reached 23.6%, which is the tax pressure including a hydrocarbon tax, which is we call the IDH, which is the hydrocarbon direct tax. Which is started in 2005, but because of the in order to compare these figures, we reduce it in order to show you that we have increased from 16 to 18, almost 18% the tax pressure. People is paying their taxes because they trust in the government, they trust what we are doing with their money, and this of course has changed the mind in Bolivia. Thank you very much.